are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
From Buenos Aires to Nairobi to Auckland to Mexico City, we are the Tastemakers. I welcome you all today on a wonderful World Cup Tuesday. Mark?
Greetings to our listeners around the world. We're global today, everybody. We're global.
We're
today
like
and every
World Cup.
Day. Today and every Tuesday.
Today and every Tuesday. That's right. Hey, big shout out. Mark, I want to start the day off by saying a big shout out to our sponsor, Ranch Organics and Steamboat Soaps.
Great.
Which, by the way, Mark, just got this in the mail yesterday from our friends at Steamboat.
Oh, great.
There you go. With a little bit of product.
I love it.
And this stuff is great. I'm not sure if you're familiar with them. I know you use chapstick all the time.
Yeah, my lips
non-stop.
Are dry.
I know my girls at home use it all the time, but they use the EOS brand. Are you familiar with the EOS brand?
I am not.
That must be the way things are going these days. Not the typical standard tube of chapstick. It's a ball. It's a large
ball. Oh, I've got a large ball at home, so yeah. That might be the same thing.
Yeah, Whitney, my youngest one, has about 8 of them.
Yeah.
And now after receiving this sampler from Steamboat Soaps yesterday, and we've been talking about for the last couple of weeks, the lip cream.
Oh, great.
Originally, when they're talking about the lip cream, I just thought it was just another name for their chapstick and lip balm or what have you. But look at these things.
They're great.
They look like miniature catches.
Deodorants.
Miniature deodorants. The one I got here is sweet maple. I'm not sure which one you got.
And this one is orange spice.
Yeah, so, I mean.
Well, that sweet maple sounds like something you'd want to eat.
Let's see. Smells good. It smells like a candle. But, aren't these cool?
These are great.
So, big shout out to Ranch Organics and Steam. I want to go back to this in just a moment. Ranch Organics is now making honey-based soaps and luxurious cream bath for the tub to soak up all your goodness of the honey. Steamboat soap is very popular now with the lip creams, which come in 4 cents.
It.
Mountain mint, orange spice, maple, which I have here. And what do you have there?
I've got orange spice.
Orange spice. But aren't they cool? And for our listeners out there, who've never seen or been on the website for Steamboat Soaps, it's like a miniature
deodorant stick.
Yep. And it is lip cream, and it's got, on mine, there's a guy fly fishing. Is there a guy fly fishing?
No, I've got a guy ballooning.
Wow. Cool. So very outdoorsy.
Yeah.
It's kind of neat, and I like how it's got the twist thing at the bottom.
Great.
Like a little mini.
And being a lip balmer, I guess that's a new word, maybe I'll try
it out.
Lip balmer. I did. I love the case and everything. This is terrific.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a lip balmer.
Yeah. So, hey, thanks, Debbie, for sending these along.
I'm already using it.
Yeah. And you might have to send along a couple more.
Yeah.
Again, just for the listeners to understand how this looks, it's like a miniature stick of deodorant.
Right.
About 2 inches high and about a half inch wide that you use for lip balm. The only thing, I guess, that would be a problem for like somebody like you in this, Mark, it's so big. Would you just keep it in your pocket? Or?
Yeah, you know, you're going to have to. But yeah, you're right. I've got my wallet, money clip, pen,
business cards,
lip balm, coin purse, pen.
And when we travel, a flask and a cigar case.
Yeah, right. So there's and lighter, too. And a cigar cutter. So there's a lot of stuff in the pockets. But if we're wearing a jacket, you got extra pocket space.
It's definitely a conversation.
I love it.
Piece, too, because I'm just looking at it. I just can't believe how neat it looks.
Yeah, it's pretty darn cool.
In fact, usually, Mark, when we have a product and I bring it home, the family looks at it and says, hey, whatever. Before I had a chance, my girls were all over these things.
Yeah, it's, young girls, they're big into the lip balm,
Well, 18 and 22, but they loved it. But anyhow, get out there and get yourself some Steamboat Soap lip cream.
Yeah,
I
will.
Is that something that they just created?
Well, lip balm, lipstick, chapstick, so lip cream might be new,
Sweet maple.
I like
protecting your luscious sun-kissed lips even on the brightest Colorado bluebird days. Is that what it says on the back of yours?
So is there sunblock in here? Protecting, right, it is. Yeah, so I'm not sure. Twist it up, roll it on.
Yeah, I think that's their catchphrase.
Yeah.
Right out of Mad Men. Anyhow, bravo,
twist it up,
good
roll
stuff.
It on.
And Before we get too deep in the show, we want to start out with some happy birthdays, because every day there's a birthday, celebrity birthday.
Always
we
is.
We got quite a few of them today, and a couple interesting ones. And I always like the interesting ones, whether it's somebody that's passed on or something that's cool in the news as we speak. But this is one of your son's favorite guys, Kendrick Lamar, rapper. Hipster, 26 today.
Wow. They're getting younger and younger.
They're getting younger and younger. You being the tennis fan that you claim to be, Venus Williams, how old today?
I'd say 29.
Way off, brother. 33.
Oh, and now, you know what the funny thing is? My original choice was going to be 33, but 4 years isn't way
interesting.
Off.
Interesting. Well, you're usually within a year or two, three times. So four.
Yeah, I was going to say 33.
Barry Manilow.
Wow, he's got to be 70.
The Copacabana guy is celebrating 70 candles on his birthday cake today.
So I was riding the money with that one.
70.
That's right. There it is.
70 today. And good. Speaking of World Cup, we mentioned briefly earlier today, which started last week, and we'll get into that later on, but it's World Cup for the next month. Soccer player who is 31 today, Alex. Now, I'm not a soccer guy. I've never heard of
He doesn't
Alex.
Go by a last name. It's no just last like Cher or just, Madonna. Just Alex.
Just Alex.
Huh. Never heard of him.
I don't even know what team he plays for. But I mean, if you got a name like Alex, I mean, you got to have a last name, right?
Yeah, Alex is pretty common. It's not like Cher or Madonna
or Pele or Ronaldo or
right.
Just Alex.
Big shout out to the U.S. team. Go figure.
We'll get
right?
into that in a little bit, there, Mark. We'll get into it in a little bit.
There. Oh,
Will Forte, 43 today. Didn't he get fired from Saturday Night Live?
No, he quit to go on to movies, and then he came out with that McGruger, and that was a complete disaster. And then he was in Nebraska last year, so multi-Oscar nominated feature this year. Did not win anything, but it was a good feature. Enjoyed watching it.
Greg Kinnear.
Greg Kinnear, yeah. I would say he's 50.
Right on the button.
Yeah, how about that?
See, that's what I'm saying.
I would have been 3 for 3.
Yeah, I would have, should have.
Well, if I would have said my first choice of 33.
Shane Watson, 32 today.
Who's that?
World famous cricket player.
Oh, wow.
Who in the hell is going to know?
Well, the majority of the world
Pakistan
still is
in India.
In Australia and all the United Kingdom, they play cricket. So
that's it.
Well, look, India, you've got 1.2 billion people living there.
I know.
Cricket's huge.
We don't know them here.
Plus the other English Commonwealth. So, I mean, you've got billions of people watching cricket.
If we knew cricket here, $1 million arm would have made more than $5 million.
Yeah, it's not that important of a movie.
Thomas Hayden Church.
Oh, yeah. He was nominated for an Oscar a few years ago.
Two movies he's been in.
Yeah, one of those Spider-Man movies, I think, was one of them, wasn't
it? Very good. Sandman.
Yeah, The Sandman.
Okay.
And the other one was, wasn't it the wine movie?
Sideways.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are the only two movies I could think of. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait a minute. Except for a movie I just saw last week with them. I just saw the last 5 minutes and it was amazing with Matthew McConaughey. It was called Bad Cop or Killer Cop.
This was a movie or made for TV movie?
Man, it was crazy.
Was this like one of Matthew McConaughey's early movies?
No, 2012. Or no, either 2012 or 2013.
So just before he was nominated, before he got his Oscar.
Yeah.
Killer Cop.
Very violent, and Thomas Hayden Church is in to get
was
shot.
Was he the killer or the cop?
He is a cop. He's a dirty cop that some kid, what's the kid's name? He's a kid that played Speed Racer a couple years back.
Yeah.
He's kind of big. Emil Hirsch. Emil Hirsch hires Matthew McConaughey to kill, I think, his mother, for some reason.
All right, well, that sounds interesting.
No, but I mean, the ending was very,
very
violent.
Birthdays? What other birthdays?
Very violent. Newt Gingrich.
Oh, geez. Yeah, he's got to be 73.
70, bro. 70. Mm.
So he's just as old as
Barry Manilow.
Wow.
But he just seems a lot older.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Lynn Baker.
Oh, yeah, from My Favorite Year. Yeah.
Older than I thought.
54.
59.
Wow.
Jason Patrick. And I can only name two movies that he's been in. 47.
47.
And all I could think of is Lost Boys and Speed 2.
Wow, a lot of movies today.
Yeah.
Or Birch. A lot of good birthdays today.
Tory Burch.
Wow, Tory Burch.
Designer. Fashion.
Yeah, who just exploded in the last couple of years.
Isn't she almost a billionaire status?
I don't think quite, but
47.
Okay, 47. She looks good for her age.
Here's one for you. I'm going to mention this name. She's been to our lounge a couple times. I'm familiar with her. I know who she is, but I don't know if you will. Erin Murphy.
Yeah, Erin Murphy, isn't she Tabitha?
Tabitha,
yeah.
Bewitched in the 60s. Right. 49 today.
49, wow.
Ralph Bellamy.
Yeah, Ralph Bellamy. He would have been 110.
Right, 110.
Really?
Yep.
Gosh, boy, I'm good.
Shoot. Joe Piscopo.
Let's say he's 60.
62. So we'll close out with that. So a lot of birthdays today.
A lot of good ones.
And so happy birthday to everybody out there.
Yeah, good day. Well, good day for birthdays. Beautiful day out here again. I know we always talk about this, but this is sunny LA. We're famous for our weather, so we've got to grind it into our listeners around the world who may still be in snow, rain, sleet, or extreme heat right now. It's a comfortable 77 and sunny in Los Angeles right now.
I think we're 2 weeks away, basically, from 4th of July. Yep. So we're into the summer.
Yep.
Isn't it usually a little warmer?
It is. We're a few degrees cooler than we usually are at this time of the year, but we're loving it. We love L.A. You put out a congrats to USA winning yesterday, but we failed all about putting that to the Kings winning the
Stanley Cup. To get around there yet.
Yeah, yeah. So, we are truly a hockey team now.
But you know
City.
What? I saw Facebook today. Somebody posted regarding the parade, how it seemed it was empty around Staples Center yesterday compared to – it was our cousin actually
when
who posted
you say,
this.
When you say Staples Center, you're talking about the parade route.
Well, the picture that was forwarded on to me was comparing the parade that the Chicago Blackhawks had last year compared to the LA Kings yesterday. And the picture that was compared was – it was right in front of the Staples Center.
Okay.
And I zoomed it in. The parade was on, but it seemed empty compared to the picture that it was compared to for the Stanley Cup last year.
Oh, no doubt about that. You know, they were saying 250,000 people are going to come out for this thing. And when the parade started just before noon and they were showing the streets – we could have went there at the last minute and got a great spot.
Well, you know, the Kings are not the Lakers.
Yep.
And the Lakers, I mean, millions of people. I mean, you know, they're trying to make this a hockey team. A hockey city. I mean, you got to give them credit. 2 Stanley Cups in 2 years. And then the Ducks won, I think, 10 years ago. So we do have that, you know, hockey people here. But yesterday they were talking to somebody and they're like, wow, how far did you come from? And she says, man, real far. I'm thinking she came from out of state or something. Pomona. So what's Pomona, about an hour from downtown L.A.?
Yeah, probably.
Big deal.
But there were a lot of other people that came in.
I guess it's just we're still not a hockey town. I know all the games were sold out, and of course they would be. We're what, a city of 10 million, and the Staples Center holds 20,000.
Yeah, but you know what? On another note, the Kings games have been sold out for years here in L.A. So that's a good note.
Yeah, but just seeing this picture, I guess you didn't see it that our cousin sent us.
No,
was comparing the from, and another thing. I mean, we are. You know, we don't have a football team here, but we have, you know, we have 2 major college football teams. We have 2 baseball teams. We have 2 hockey teams. We have 2 basketball teams. We're a sports city, but get this. Did you see Grant Park in downtown Chicago yesterday?
Yeah, well, you're talking about for the World Cup, yeah.
I mean, there was like a million people out there.
Yeah.
And that was for USA against
just to watch it in the
Ghana.
Screen, yeah.
What was happening here yesterday?
They were a couple sport bars, I think, right across the street from Staples Center.
Right. A couple sport bars. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Now, today, they're saying the streets of L.A. are going to be vacant because Mexico is playing Brazil, which is huge. I mean, in fact, Kobe Bryant is at that game today. This is going to be his 3rd game that he's attended through the tournament so far.
Wow.
But I'm looking out the window right now, and the streets do look kind of vacant, don't they?
Look at that. I think schools are out, the kids are home, and people are taking vacations.
But
so,
Mexico, Brazil is huge. I mean, there's no way Mexico.
What time is that game on?
It's 11:30.
Oh, okay. So it's just about time. Maybe that's why the streets are empty, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because they're saying that this is the game that the streets are going to clear out Sunday, supposedly when the USA meets Portugal. We're not going to be home, and believe it or not, I'm going to TiVo this game Sunday when the U.S. plays Portugal. That's supposedly going to be the highest rated U.S. team USA soccer match ever.
Wonder why.
Well, I guess, like I mentioned to you yesterday, there are, out of all the people that travel to Rio or Brazil for the games, there are more U.S. fans on there than any other country. It's an interesting statistic. I mean, I don't know, but I'm not a soccer fan whatsoever. But.
It was interesting and fun watching yesterday's game with the U.S. involved in it. But you take U.S. out of the equation, and it's quite boring.
I've been watching
especially the boring game before it, man. It ended in a tie of 0-0.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, come on. Well, you play for hours and you ended with a 0-0. No wonder it's a drag. No wonder the majority of Americans don't watch it, man.
Yeah, that was Nigeria against, I forgot who. Yeah. But I've watched, I think, 5 or 6 games. I loved Italy, England. Mm. I loved, who did Argentina play? I loved that Argentina game. And today I'd definitely be watching Mexico.
Well, you are definitely the minority because the masses in this great country do not watch soccer. Yeah. Well, and that's never going to change.
I'm not a soccer fan, but man, I can't get enough of it. I love it.
And I'll watch it when the U.S. is playing. I got to rearrange my sock drawer.
I mean, I absolutely love it. And I love the English guys. The English or the South African guys that are always broadcasting all of them. Just love their accents. Mm. Nice. Good stuff. And I like how it's, you know, at different stadiums, different venues, and it's not only in Rio. But Kobe's only attending the ones in Rio.
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. When, did you say he's attending today's game?
Yeah, this will be his last.
His last game? So he's attended them already?
He's already attended 2 other ones, and he's coming back.
I didn't know he was a soccer fan.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, raised in Italy. He was a huge soccer fan. Hmm. Yeah, huge. But
interesting.
Supposedly DiCaprio was at the game yesterday.
Yeah, they would have showed him. But anyhow, go USA and go LA Kings. I mean, they are set to be a dynasty now.
The Cup is going to be at Dodger Stadium tonight.
Yeah, you know, and the thing about this is 2 years ago when they won, they were making the rounds here in LA, and we went to someplace in Glendale. We were supposed to see the Cup, get a picture of the Cup, but it left before we got there.
We missed it by minutes, right?
Which was a crack because we got there early. But they need to...
Actually, Mark, I think they left early and we got there late. I think we got there 5 minutes late, and I think they left 5 minutes early.
They need to... take that around the city, you know, here, there, and everywhere, different malls.
Well, it was already on Kimmel last night.
No, I'm talking about so the people can see it and get a picture with it.
Dodger Stadium tonight.
Right, but you can't see it and get a picture with it. I mean, you can see it just like we saw it, you know, at the parade yesterday. But I'm talking about getting up there. Right after the Kings won, my nephew posted a picture on his Facebook with him standing right next to the Cup. See, now that's what I'd like to do.
Where did he see that?
I don't know. But he was staying right next to the Stanley Cup, and I'd like a picture like that.
Well, we almost did 2 years ago. We'll get there. Well, I'm sure they'll be posting around.
Well, yeah, I hope so. I'd like to see.
It only happened just 2 days ago,
right? And I'd like to see a posting of where we can go and see that thing. You know,
maybe you can contact Staples Center.
Wouldn't have to contact Staples Center. You have to contact the Kings directly and see where they're going
to
be.
Use your celebrity status to pull some strings.
All right, I'll have to do that.
Or get your press secretary to follow up and.
My chief of staff?
Your chief of staff.
Yeah, okay. All right, we'll get on that right away.
Hey, did you see 24 last night?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
How about that? So William Devane got killed.
Yeah, pretty good.
They nuked him.
Yeah, boy, that was quick. Animated. Yeah, he was vaporized, I believe.
Yeah, I didn't think that was going to happen.
Neither did I, but...
I mean, no matter how you slice it, he's a U.S. president getting killed on foreign soil. There's no good way about that.
Vaporized, especially by vaporization.
Yeah.
That makes the show that much more interesting and intriguing, and you really want to watch next week to see what direction they're going to go in.
I love the show, but I don't like Jack Bauer's constant whispering.
Why, yeah. We got to, yeah.
And his...
Mr. President.
And his, you know, the send the schemographics to the...
Oh, yeah, everybody's... It's amazing.
I mean,
get those schemographics over to Chloe.
Yeah, what are they? What's schematics?
Schematics, yeah. Get them to download it. Get that. Find the disc. Download it and get it to Chloe.
I mean, within seconds, it's.
Then I'll have it and blah 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 blah.
But
blah blah. But great show. Very very good. A lot of good TV viewing this last season. Tonight's the finale of Fargo. It's a 90 minute.
I thought that was last week.
No. Tonight's the 90 minute finale of Fargo, which looks great tonight. By the way,
that is good. Because I thought, did you see it last week?
Of course.
Wow.
Yeah.
How about the last 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Nygaard.
He's something that Nygaard.
Is it Nygaard?
Yeah, the guy's Nygaard.
He let his wife get killed.
Yep.
It's like he knew that she...
He looked surprised when she actually got popped, so I didn't quite get it.
I think in the back of his head, the back of his mind, he was like crossing his fingers and hoping that maybe...
But tonight, all heck breaks loose. And boy, great role for Billy Bob Thornton, boy. I believe nominations for Emmys will come out in a few weeks, and hopefully he'll pick up one for that show because he's a good villain.
Hey, you know there's two FBI guys?
Yeah, the dopes?
They're comedians. Did you know that? They're performing like...
Really?
I saw them in the LA Times the other day. They perform as a team.
I guess that makes sense because they had some humor in the show, which I didn't like the humor that they brought to the show.
Right. So how do you...
pick them? I don't know. The producers, they apparently wanted some form of
I gotta humor. I can't say it enough. I'm very excited. I really thought last week was it, and I thought, okay, well, that's how it ended.
Well, how did it finally – how did it end last
week? It ended, I think, Mark, right when
– I know the wife got killed.
Yeah, and then I thought that was it.
Oh, I thought there was something else that happened afterwards.
No, then he came out, smoked a cigarette, and just started walking. I mean, he killed this woman. Walks outside, sees a car parked across the street, and is nonchalant like it's
– Yeah, but tonight it's 90 minutes tonight.
90 minutes. Isn't it usually 1 hour and 15 minutes?
Yeah, it's always about 1 hour, 15, 16 minutes, which is odd. But we got 90 minutes of it tonight, 10 to 11:30, so looking forward to that. But like I was saying, lots of good viewing. You know, Royal Pain started again last week.
Is that on tonight, too?
Yeah, it's on tonight as well. Geez, there's some other good stuff.
Is it summer in the Hamptons or is it winter in the Hamptons now?
Summer, I believe. It was hard to tell because they kept going back and forth 6 months, 12 months. So it's hard to tell exactly what season they're in right now.
Is Boris in? There was Boris
in. Oh, yeah, Boris is in. Yeah, we find out now that Boris's disease that he had has now accelerated. This is the disease that he wanted to take Hank with him to be full-time with him as they researched his issue. And now we find out that his
disease
is progressing now. It's accelerating.
His illness.
Yeah. Mm. So good stuff. It's a good summer show. Just like tonight, America's Got Talent. That's a great summer show. It's 2 hours tonight. So always look forward to that during the summer.
I think I'd like it better if it was an hour. I don't like these shows that are 2 hours.
I don't either. You know, when The Bachelor first started and Bachelorette first started, those were 1 hour shows. And then, I don't know, 5 years ago, whatever, they went out to 2 hours. And then AGT came on and that went to 2 hours. And you're right. An hour show is good. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little long, you know?
I will not sit in front of the Bachelorette or The Bachelor for 2 hours.
Got to TiVo it. Got to TiVo it. Knock out the commercials. You get done in
but before you know it,
minutes.
I currently have 99 things on TiVo right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. I've still got the Cheyenne Social Club that I TiVoed like 8 months ago.
I got the Hindenburg that I TiVoed about a year ago.
Jeez.
Still walking. So you get in the habit of starting to TiVo everything.
I know. I do.
And you just...
Yeah. Yeah,
can't get around to watch it. So sometimes I won't do that because I got 7 episodes of Game of Thrones.
Wow!
I watched
season finale on Sunday night. I saw a couple people get popped.
Yeah,
a couple of the star the main players, I guess. Right?
Oh, is that right? I didn't see it.
Like, the midgets. His father. He wastes his father with a crossbow. Oh, and he's on the throne.
Oh, you saw this? I didn't think you...
I don't have it. No, I saw the previews. They showed the clip on KTLA the other day. But yeah, the midget's father was taking a dump. And
really?
He came with a crossbow and blew him away.
Huh.
And then I guess there's some girl that's on there that's really annoying too, and she got wasted.
Put it this way.
The midget, he wastes 2 people.
I've seen 2. They're called little people.
You can call them what you want, but I'm old school, and where I come from, they're still called midgets. And nothing wrong with them, but they're midgets.
I think this is season 4, and I didn't see any of the previous. Oh, I didn't see any of the previous seasons.
Not into these period pieces.
No, but they keep on talking about the show, right?
Oh, of course, yeah. I mean, the midgets, he won a couple Emmys, right? Last couple years.
Did he?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but I've seen 2 episodes and I don't get it. Mm-hmm. I don't get where the greatness is or the following.
That's another good show, The Following.
Yeah, great. But the only reason I would watch it is because of beheadings and people getting killed in the battles. Speaking of the battles, the show Vikings.
No thanks.
This is the second season for Vikings. Another period picture that I did not watch
last year. I
don't
like these period pieces.
But I couldn't pull away from this year because of all the battle scenes with the big, huge swords and the axes.
Wow.
And, yeah. You got to tell you, the next season, tune in because, again, I'm not into these period pieces. I missed the entire first season, but I heard about the violence for the second season. So I tuned in, and every Thursday, I think it's A&E, loved it.
Wow.
But
hey, I want to take a moment and thank our sponsor for sponsoring our show, Steamboat Soap Company. Based in Steamboat Springs, Colorado. If it wasn't for sponsors like Steamboat Soap Company and RanchOrganics.com, this show would not be possible and available to the masses around the world from your laptop, desktop, or mobile device. That's a great thing about internet radio. You don't have to have a radio. You don't have to be sitting at home in your car or sitting at home or driving in your car to listen to us. You could be anywhere. As long as you've got your handheld mobile device, laptop, desktop, there we are. LATalkRadio.com, we're here. And thanks to Steamboat Springs, or thanks to Steamboat Soap Company, based in Steamboat Springs, we're available to broadcast this to you. So thanks again, Debbie, and the whole team over there in Steamboat Springs,
and Mark
Colorado.
From from soaps to lip cream to candles to lotions.
Wow.
They cover the whole gamut.
Yeah, I love their hand lotion. I mean, I use this stuff all the time.
You know, it's one thing to have to or be required or needed to talk about a product, but to talk about it and love it makes it that much more. You know, like when I see these commercials with Shaq for Buick and the lacrosse or whatever, is he really driving it?
No.
Of course not, right? But, yeah, again, from soaps to lip cream to candles to lotions. And, again, I love it.
SteamboatSoap.com.
SteamboatSoap.com.
Purchase it anywhere around the world, or if you're in the store in Anthropology in the U.S. or in London, there you are.
Yeah, you know, we need to Debbie, if you're listening, where can you get this in London?
Yeah.
I want to know where you
Where's the Anthropology located? Is it just one or is it multiple ones?
Back to the TV shows and Vikings, Mark. Check out the next season. But you know something I just tuned on last night? I mean, I think the reality TV is just getting crazier and crazier.
Right.
You know what I saw last night?
That new one, Bro or...
Big Schmo.
Big Schmo. Is that what you watched?
Yeah.
That what you're talking about?
Is that what you're going to talk about? Is that what you meant?
Was last night the first episode? Or was
no, it? Maybe. I mean, it was iTivo.
Big Schmo.
Yeah, Big
Schmo. Not Schmo, but
like,
Schmo.
He's like this 300-pound hillbilly country rapper
from
guy.
Mississippi or Louisiana or someplace?
I'm not even quite sure where he's from because I was like zipping through it. But an overall nice guy, but he's like 300 pounds. He's got like two girls, and he's got a girlfriend that lives with him. And he's driving around like a 1974 LTD or something. And they keep on talking about all this money he's making, all this money he's making.
Oh, so the show starts, he's already a celebrity or a wealthy person?
Yeah.
Okay.
And but you couldn't tell from what he's wearing, what he's driving, where he lives, and what have you. But so I guess he's been known for a while. You know, like I said, he's like a – I think they pitch him as a country rapper.
Okay.
But he looks hillbilly. And the people he hangs with look like hillbillies, too. So Big Schmo. So what happened? So Bravo, who's evidently always looking for content, somebody pitches a guy named Big Schmo.
Yeah, well, just like the Ladies of London on Bravo.
Great.
Did you see them on KTLA this morning?
That was Caprice. Now, before the show, when I watched the show, and I like it, but I never heard of Caprice. Have you ever heard of Caprice?
No.
She was supposedly a huge model
In London. Yeah, right. But anyhow, what I was getting at was she was on the show and they asked her, how'd you come about being on the show? And she says, Bravo approached me and Bravo asked me if I wanted to be in the show. And the first thing I said was, are you crazy?
Yeah,
come on.
I don't believe that.
If somebody approaches you and asks you if you want to be in a reality show and you're a model or you're in the public eye, you're not going to say, are you crazy?
And especially with her, I'm not sure if you've seen the show, but if you watch the show, she's very media crazy.
Yeah, I've seen the show and I tell you, it's tough to watch.
She wants to be photographed. So when I heard her discussing this or talking about this morning in the news, and she said she thought about no way she probably went when they she said give it thought for a nanosecond.
Yeah. But not even gave a thought. I mean, the answer is absolutely yes.
So you don't like the show?
You know, I tried to watch my second episode a couple days ago, and it's just like going nowhere fast.
Do you watch any of the Housewives other than the Beverly Hills?
No, I used to watch. I loved the Miami one. I watched that one through and through. That was my favorite one.
But you like that?
Yeah, I sort of like it, yeah, until it got to be the same thing over and over again. But the thing I like about Miami is I like the locales. I like when they're around town. I like the cars. I like the fashion. This London thing, nothing's happening in there. I mean, it just seems like...
Right. They get very tired very quick, but I know it's three episodes in. I'm not tired of it yet.
I saw two, or not the two full ones, but what I saw was enough.
Well, speaking of Miami, you know the... I think starting next week, is the $1 million listings of Miami.
Oh, that's right. When is that starting? Tomorrow, you
next
think?
Week, because tomorrow,
oh, next week. Okay.
Tomorrow is the reunion from the – I don't know why they have to have these reunions all the time, but it's the reunion.
Yeah, people like watching them fight.
$1 million listing New York reunion.
Okay.
So the Three Stooges are going to be on the show talking with whatever his name is.
Andy Cohen. Yeah.
But, so starting next week, so you will be watching that because you like the whole Miami
thing. I love Miami. And the fashion in Miami,
right.
The architecture in Miami, the cars they're going to be driving in Miami, it's got hit all over it.
Can't you get us to another event there? I'd like a free trip out there.
Yeah, we need to look into see what else is going on in Miami that we could actually go to. Now, I know that there's that annual event for... what was that guy? Alonzo Mourning. That's how I originally got connected with when we first started doing gifting. He has an annual charity event out there. It's the Alonzo Mourning Charity
Foundation.
Whatever. Yeah, and we got hooked up to that thing back in 2006.
We did?
Yeah, 2006. And we were going to do it in 2007. And that's how when I took the family to Miami in 2007, we went to see the Alonzo Mourning It was an event that was taking place at the American Airlines Arena. It was in connection with how we originally were going to do gift bags for that event.
Oh, so you went to the event?
It was multiple events going on. So multiple events. So one of the events was at the American Airlines Arena. We went. So what I'm getting at is. I think that event's taking place in a couple weeks, so we missed it this year.
Damn.
So we'll have to go for next year. But, yeah, we'll have to look into seeing what else we can get going on in Miami.
I know they got Art
Basel. We love to travel on somebody else's dime.
They got
Art Basel is what, November or December, right?
December. That's a long way. I'd like to get there a little sooner.
Yeah.
And then we got maybe we got to follow up with our Boca Raton event.
Oh, the Chris Everett.
Does Miriam usually listen to the show?
I don't know if she does or not, but it's the Chris Everett charity event. It's www.chriseverett.org, and it benefits the Chris Everett Charities, which benefits women in Florida who have had problems in the past. And Chris Everett Charities helps these underprivileged or troubled women. And they've raised millions of dollars over the last few years. This event is taking place in November of this year. So we've done it the last 2 years. It'd be a great way to come back again this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I love it.
Yeah. So we'll reach out to them and see if they want to.
I just want to give a shout out to one of our new listeners. I think today might be the first time she's listening, Marnine Lynn. Marnine, I don't think we've ever had the pleasure of meeting. I know we're friends on Facebook and we correspond back and forth here and there. But have we ever met you at one of our events? And thanks for following and thanks for listening today as well. But I know you have been following us for a while. I just can't, Mark, does her name sound familiar to you, Marnine?
Name sounds familiar, yeah. But, you know, it's tough to remember names, people, places, faces.
So, Marnine, again, thank you for listening today. Hope you're enjoying the show. And have we met at one of our events? If we have not, if you're in the industry, you'll have to come to one of our upcoming events. We do have something in August, I believe, for the Emmys. So, anyhow.
Which is just 2 months away.
2 months from, is today the 16th?
Today's the 17th.
So it's 2 months from yesterday.
Or is today the 18th?
Damn.
14th, 15th, 16th. No, today's the 17th. Yeah.
Boy, it's going by quick.
Time is flying. Yeah, so, like you said, in 2 weeks, it's time for the 4th of July, which is my second, my third favorite holiday of the year. My favorite is Thanksgiving, then Christmas, and then 4th of July.
Oh, no kidding. You like the patriotism there.
I do. I love it. I love the fireworks.
The
I love the hot dog eating
contest. Yeah.
I love barbecuing. I love watching Yankee Doodle Dandy.
Yeah.
I love the flags everywhere. So, yeah, I mean,
bunting.
I love, I love 4th of July.
Yeah, and you like. I know it's a tradition with you. You go out to get your hot dog at the shack, right?
At the stand.
Oh, at the stand.
The stand in Woodland Hills, but I don't know if we're going to make it this year because the last 2 years, they've just been losing something, you know. And then last year, we just said, you know what? I just don't think we're going to come back anymore.
Wow.
So, I don't think we may not go back.
I'm pretty sure we went last year. I'm not sure. No, we didn't go with you, I think, the year before. But I was very happy with the last time I went.
Yeah. Yeah.
What
last 2 years.
Hard to screw up a hot dog.
Well, not really.
You can only make them really good, hard to screw it up.
Hard to say exactly what it was, but the family as a whole, we were just not impressed.
Hot dog in town? Costco. $1.50, you get the hot dog and you get a Coke.
They do have a good time.
And what's a Polish dog? I always get the Polish dog there, actually. You know, thick, beefy.
Well, what
fantastic.
You want to do, as long as you're talking about great hot dogs in this town, I love my Dodger dog. I love a Dodger dog. And you and I went to the Dodger game a couple weeks ago, I guess. And, and I was just craving the Dodger dog a couple days before. And this was before you told me that we had tickets. And I'm going into the Dodger stadium thinking, this is going to be great. I got to have this Dodger dog. I got such a craving for it.
Yep.
And I get up there to order it, and I see they got this new Brooklyn dog,
yep.
Which is, I think it's a Polish kielbasa or something.
I don't know
like
what
that.
The deal was. What I did know was I like the name, but it
so
was
so I thought
expensive.
It was different. Brooklyn dog. I'm going to try this. And
$7.50.
Very disappointed with the Brooklyn dog. You know, here I'm salivating for a couple of days for a Dodger dog, which in my opinion one of the best in all the ballparks in America, and I don't get it. I get the Brooklyn dog.
Why'd you get the Brooklyn dog?
Because it was different. It was bigger. It looked It looked good, and I like the way it sounded. So I figured I'll try something different. But when your heart is set on something, and that's what you've been thinking about, when you get someplace, stick with your first choice. Get the Dodger dog. Don't get the Brooklyn dog, folks.
Well, last year I know they were experimenting. I'm not sure if they still have it. They had the Doyer dog.
Yeah,
which
had big one, right?
Chili, chili, cheese, and jalapenos. That was good, but at the same time it wasn't a Dodger dog. And like you said, you need the traditional dog.
Yeah, and I love the Dodger dog.
I only got the Brooklyn dog. I was disappointed, too. But I had to get it either way because if it wasn't this time, it would have had to be next time because it's on the menu. And again, it was more money. I don't know. Was it a Polish dog?
And it was a Polish sausage or an Italian sausage.
I think the bun was toasted, wasn't it?
It was
which
different.
Made it crack.
Yeah, it was just done. But you know, other great dog places here in LA. You know, we've got Carney's on the Sunset Strip, and
that's
we've got on Ventura Boulevard. That's a good dog. And then we got Pink's. Pink's is a good dog too.
Carney's is better than that, though.
Carney's is better than Pink's. Yeah,
Pink's is a better variety. Pink's has been around longer, but Carney's is better.
Yeah. Also, the line
you
gotta wait in.
We got to get there, Mark. We haven't been there in a while. Carney's.
Oh yeah, great. Yeah.
I mean, for a while there, we were going like every other month or whatever.
Yeah, but you're right. We haven't been there in months.
I think when we had our office on the Sunset Strip.
That's why.
Yeah.
Right, but we were right there.
We need to make a point to get there.
Actually, the office on the Sunset Strip was right next to Carney's,
right.
I think, right?
Yeah. that's what I'm saying.
So then you got the Carney's, you got the Pink's.
Remember the Tail of the Pup?
Yeah, that's
and that was just okay too. Anyhow.
Yeah, right.
I think that was just okay. Yeah, that's been gone for quite some
Slaw
time.
Slaw Dogs is a good place in Pasadena, and they just opened up another one in Duarte near the old spaghetti factory. It's called Slaw Dogs, and it's a good hot dog. And the bun that the Slaw Dog is on the Hawaiian sweet roll bun, which is you know, if you like those Hawaiian sweet rolls, which are great because now they're advertising them on TV all the time. But that's a great bun, and you put the hot dog in it, and it's good stuff. So
sweet.
Slaw Dog,
yeah, I like the sweet.
Yeah, it's the Hawaiian King's Hawaiian sweet roll
this
or sweet
is
bun.
Slaw Dogs,
yeah, Slaw Dogs in Pasadena on Hill, in Duarte, which is right near.
In Duarte,
yeah, Duarte on Huntington.
Slaw Dogs, and didn't they used to have Law Dogs out here? Didn't some celebrity own that?
I don't think a celebrity owned it. A lawyer owned it.
Didn't Leslie Uggams own it? No,
I think a lawyer owned it.
Huh.
Yeah. And there's Cupid's Hot Dogs out here somewhere, I think, in the Valley. But
I don't like how that sounds.
And then the dogs at the stand, which are good. So
Wiener Schnitzel.
You want a quick hot dog? It's close, and
I like when they have they closed down the one that was out by us. So I don't have one. Yeah, but
we've got one by the mall by us. Plus, there's also another one down the street. So
every once in a while, they have those specials, don't they? Five chili dogs for $5.
Yeah, and then Sundays they usually have them too. The chili dogs for $1. So
Sundays?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man,
good.
I'm getting hungry.
Yeah,
what's for
too.
Lunch, by the way?
Well, after we leave here, the studio, we're going to go to the mall right across here, and they got a food park, and we're going to get something there.
Food park?
Food park, yeah. We've got a business call to make right when we get out of here to a potential candidate for our upcoming Canadian Country Music Awards.
Speaking of a Canadian Country Music Awards, Mark, I just want to make a quick shout-out to a cupcake company that just came on board yesterday. The event's taking place in Edmonton, and the cupcake company is Swirl Cakes.
Ooh,
they're
sounds
located,
good.
They're located in Calgary.
Wow.
Calgary,
great.
Alberta. Yeah. So they're very well known.
Do you have their website handy?
Yeah, it's swirlcakes.ca. That's SWIRLCAKES. Swirlcakes.ca. From what I'm told and from what I understand, it's the coolest, hippest, best tasting cupcake in all of Calgary.
Wow.
So yeah, they just signed on yesterday, so they're going to be a part of the 2-day backstage gifting experience for the Canadian Country Music Awards.
Great,
so,
which I am looking forward to now. That's just let's see, June, July, August, 3 months away. Sure, three months away.
You know, this is going to be the fourth time we've done that show.
Yeah, how about that?
The first time. I don't think we were that happy with it.
First time was in Edmonton, right? And the second time was in Saskatoon.
Yeah.
And third time was in Edmonton. Fourth time. You're right. First time we weren't too happy.
Then they came back and they brought us. We were in Saskatoon. I thought it was just okay. But then we went back again last year. Now all of a sudden we're in love with it.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah.
In fact, weren't we supposed to be getting our travel plans taken care of a couple weeks ago?
I think so. Yeah, we submitted the best dates and times, and
I haven't heard back
like
yet.
So we'll have to follow up with them because Edmonton is a nice place to go. Nice hotels, nice restaurants. The Rexall Center right there.
A lot of fans.
So,
a lot of fans, and they
a lot
have,
of Storage Wars fans.
And they have Canadian football, the Eskimos in Edmonton.
Yeah, and then you got Tim Hortons donuts. So, I mean, it's a no brainer.
Yeah. So. There you go. So that's a vacation.
Edmonton, here we come in September for the Canadian Country Music Awards. So if you're interested, we still have space to get your brand in the gift lounge or in the gift bag. Contact us at wildcreationsmedia@gmail.com.
Going back a minute here, we're talking about good TV and that's currently on right now. There's lots of great TV. We love it.
Yeah, lots of good
stuff. At the same time, I got to say, the new season of The Kardashians started last week. I don't think you were able to get past 10 minutes of it.
Correct.
Episode number 2 of the new season was on Sunday. I cannot believe how terrible that show is.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it should be getting better. I would say the quality of the content, but it's all the same. But I don't know who's in charge putting it together. It looks like they literally got around one afternoon and just said, let's take a piece of this, a piece of this, and throw it together. And it was just absolutely terrible. And I don't understand what the deal is with Bruce, with his look.
Oh, I saw a clip that he has the hair combed back now or in a ponytail or something.
He had it cut. I like Bruce. Don't get me wrong. I'm not knocking Bruce, but this look.
His look.
He looked like a wax figure.
Yeah, he's in his hair, the face. It's all the plastic surgery, I think, he's had done. And then the way he's had his hair combed, I think he's got it combed back in a ponytail again or something. Yeah, and it just looks terrible.
Yeah, well, he loves the ponytail. The family hates it. He won't get rid of it. I don't know why, but his hair, and like I said, he just had it cut the other day. He had some celebrity
barber.
Yeah,
barber to the stars.
Right, come to his
Calabasas. Oh, he's still in Malibu, right?
And where his place in Malibu? That's what I always refer to, his place in Malibu. But it's just a crazy look, and nobody wants anything to do with Bruce. And he wants to spend some time with his daughters. And the oldest one is out modeling, globetrotting. So the youngest one, who's only 16, who looks like she's older, has
enough
time.
Did you see the older one yesterday on the red carpet? She wore that that outfit that almost showed everything.
No,
it was getting all the press. Toronto. She was at some red carpet in Toronto.
Was this the show that they were hosting? Some music event that her sister was hosting?
Could have been. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I didn't know they were hosting another event, but they were walking the red carpet.
They're hosting a musical award show.
And they asked her what she was wearing, what gown she was wearing, and she stumbled. She fumbled. She didn't know what the name of it was, and she couldn't pronounce it.
She may have the looks, okay, to be a model. They may have the name to have the clothing line for what is that company that – it's not Val Surf, but they have a clothing line at some surf place.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah,
so,
yeah.
Pacific. Anyhow, they certainly can act.
No. Nope.
They definitely can host shows.
No. Nope.
She could fashion. She's got the look for a model. But the book that they have.
Ridiculous.
Simon & Schuster came to them and said, let's do this
book. Well, because they're a business. Right. They know the name will sell.
Just goes to show you. You could have absolutely no talent. That's what they always say about all the Kardashians.
Yeah,
they
have talent at all.
They have no talent. But
they were at the right place at the right time, hooked up with the right people, and had an aggressive, professional business mother who was able to take him and just go with
it. I continue to watch.
I can't imagine. I even TiVo the thing, and after just watching it without even out the commercials, I can't get through 10 minutes of this train wreck.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So, but
bad stuff.
Just a real bad episode.
You know, I gotta wonder about these cars too. They're driving. You know, Chloe. You know, sure she's got the show in this, but to she's driving on this convertible Rolls Royce, which is $500,000.
Yeah.
Really, the net worth for anyone driving a convertible Phantom, I think, is at $20 million, and for her to be driving this thing.
Well, you know, Mark, I think she just bought the Justin Bieber's old house. And that was, I think, sold for like $15
million. No, it was $6 million. She sold her other one for $4.8. This one was $6 million, I think, or $5.2.
Oh.
Yeah, I was just reading the Times the other day.
Mm.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, the 16-year-old, she's driving the $120,000 Mercedes G-Truck.
Yeah, you know, I got a question. And you see Scott driving these things all the time. Now, and Scott
what
doesn't even
does
have the
Scott do?
He doesn't even have the business associations that the Kardashians do. The Khloe, for instance, she's attached to all the Kardashian business investments, but the clothes at Sears, the books and everything else. But Scott,
what does
other
he do?
Than being on the show, where's his money coming from?
Yeah.
So how's he driving Ferraris and Lamborghinis and Rolls Royces and Bentleys?
He just bought Courtney that $180,000 Mercedes.
I thought that Mercedes was $500,000.
Oh.
That's the Golf one, right?
Oh.
Yeah, I thought that was
Golden Doors, yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was $500,000.
Wow.
So, I mean, are they just getting car sponsors to promote their cars on the show, or do these guys actually own these cars?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
But used to be in business, or he had several.
Well, I thought he sold vitamins.
Yeah.
And he's still attached to that company.
And actually, I think when the show first originated, he was doing nothing, and then they were trying to incorporate him into some business ventures. Then he got into the vitamins. Then he got into something else. But you're right. I don't think
he makes appearances, but still, even appearances aren't going to pay that kind of dough. So I think the whole show is a fabrication.
Speaking of appearances, Rob hasn't even made an appearance yet.
Well, that's because of his weight.
Issues. He's going through some issues.
Yeah, yeah.
What kind of issues is he going through?
And what the mother was on the Today Show a couple weeks ago, and they asked him about him, and she just said, I'd rather not talk about it. He's back at home. He's doing his thing. So it wasn't a very positive reply to the question. So,
And you know, it would have helped if when he was seen at the airport coming back from the Kardashian wedding a couple weeks ago. He was dodging all the reporters, answer some of the questions, say, "Hey, I'm doing great, yeah. Fantastic You've wedding."
Apparently, this guy just doesn't have the proper media training. I mean, to be involved in the business as he is, he needs to get some effective people around him, and that media.
Maybe
training?
He needs a press secretary like you.
Yeah. I don't know, but boy, it's something, right?
Yeah.
But hey, I would like to do a big thank you again for Ranch Organics and Steamboat Soap Company or SteamboatSoap.com for sponsoring our show. This is the Tastemakers sponsored by SteamboatSoap.com
and Ranch Organics too. They're both together two different styles, and I'm not sure if they're merging to just making one or they're going to keep on having two. But I sure as heck like that name.
Yep.
You know, it's a good product as we've tested out today. But the
name. Everybody go to their website and look at the stuff, buy it, and enjoy.
Have you been to their website lately?
Not lately.
I was there today.
A couple weeks ago, I guess. Maybe about 3 or 4 weeks ago. I was there. I like their look with the old postcard look. You know, they've got these.
This little note from Debbie. Miss
you guys. More lip cream.
Miss you guys. These look like little deodorants, but once you go big on lip balm, you love it. So enjoy and have a happy summer. Yes, Debbie, we are going to have a happy summer and hope you are having a happy one too.
Yep.
All right. Hey, polo match on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We have a winner, don't we? Or do we have the winner?
Oh, geez. That's right.
We have a winner, but we cannot announce the winner because I don't have it in front of me. I forgot all about it.
For the
VIP
table?
A VIP table of 10, right?
10 or 12.
10 or 12. And it is for the Sunday match, June 22nd, at the San Diego Polo Club, which is down there at the border of Rancho Santa Fe and Del Mar. Sunday's game, Sunday's match, yeah. For more details, go to sandiegopolo.com. And we do have a winner that's got a table, complimentary table that you can watch the polo match on Sunday. So we've got the address. We will send you the information and let you know that you won.
It's a great social scene. If you've never attended or been to one, it's more than just watching the horses. It's a social scene.
It's the fashion. It's
cocktails.
The networking. The schmoozing.
Beautiful women.
Sunning. you know,
cocktails.
Yeah, I mean,
champagne.
So it's food, drink, networking,
fashion.
Pictures, fashion. It's a great all around event.
Seen and be seen.
That's what you have to do, especially if you're a tastemaker.
I think, Mark, there's a match going. I know Del Mar opens up on July 17th, which is Thursday, and then there's the polo match on Sunday. Maybe we ought to make a point to
stay
there for 4 days.
So the polo match is Thursday? Del Mar's Thursday?
Thursday, okay. The polo match is on Sunday.
Wow, that's a mini vacation you're talking about.
You could incorporate something in there, can't you?
Well, I don't know, because I would have just been off my Vegas vacation, my summer vacation.
Maybe
so
there's
to be there for another vacation.
I don't know. San Diego Padres game going on.
Mm.
You could incorporate for
I
that
would
Friday.
Think so, yeah.
And maybe Saturday just lounging at the on the coast.
Wow, that's you're talking like a tastemaker.
There you go. Hey, that's what I am, brother.
Wow.
Oh, which, by the way, our new our latest column is going to be in Fine Lifestyles magazine coming up pretty soon.
Do we have the website for that? That's finelifestyles.ca, isn't
it? Yeah, it sure is. Finelifestyles.ca.
Wow. I'm looking forward to that one. That's a good action-packed issue with all the details and fun stuff that happened on our recent Kentucky Derby trip.
Absolutely.
Right?
Today is Tuesday, Mark. You know what that means. It is Storage Wars Tuesday.
Right. We're not on tonight,
but
it's still a great new episode.
Yeah.
It's tonight, so we've got, I think, two new episodes tonight.
Yeah.
So if you're home, you're free, you're not watching anything else,
World Cup will be over by then.
You want some good family entertainment, get the kids together, get the popcorn together, dim the lights a little bit, tune it up a little bit,
popcorn.
Put on A&E, and watch two new episodes of A&E's Storage Wars.
What time is
good stuff?
I think it
starts at 9 p.m. 9 p.m. is the time. 9 p.m. and 9:30. So, East Coast, West Coast, both.
What
times
about that Barry show? Is that still on?
I don't think so. Unfortunately, never made it.
It didn't get zapped.
Buried treasure. I'm not sure if it got zapped or not. If it was just a test run, those four episodes they did. But my gosh. Woo! Bring back our reruns, and it's just tough to watch. But Storage Wars is on tonight, and please continue watching Storage Wars because our episodes are on. We've got 8 episodes out there, kids, and our episodes are running like I Love Lucy, around the clock, somewhere around the world, wherever you're visiting. You've got A&E, throw it on History Channel if you're in Europe. There we are.
Yeah.
So let me do a couple of shout-outs for people who want to follow us and know what's going on with the Tastemakers, Wild Creations, the Harris Brothers. First and foremost, our website. Kids, our website is great. www.wowcreationsmedia.com. It's got upcoming events. It's got previous events. It's got photos of some of the biggest stars in the history of the planet on our websites that we've met. They've come to our Wow Creations events. So first and foremost, kids, get to that website. Enjoy it. Take it all in. It's got some Frank Sinatra playing in the background. We love it, so it's a great website. So, and if you want to find out, if you want to follow us and be friends with us and see exactly what we're doing on a daily basis, facebook.com/wowcreations. It'll give you an update of where we're at any day of the week, exciting things that we're doing, places that we've been, and again, some great new photos on there every day of the week. And also, you like to tweet. Well, kids, you got to tweet us here at twitter.com/wowhollywood. It's the only time you're going to find a Wow Hollywood, not Creations. But we want the tweet. We want the tweets. We want more followers. So,
did you mention Instagram?
I'm getting there. I'm at the Twitter part of it right now. But go to Instagram. We're on Instagram. We're on Flickr. We're on LinkedIn. We're on MySpace. We're all over the place, kids. So. It's a great way to follow us and find out what we're doing on a regular basis. And then here every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific time, the Tastemakers could be heard from 11 a.m. to 11:50 a.m. www.latalkradio.com. It's good, fun, family entertainment. Again, we're talking about everything that we do. We talk about luxury. We talk about celebrities. We talk about fashion. We talk about architecture. We talk about travel. It's a great way to get caught up with the Harris Brothers.
And you know, Mark, there's a fantastic write-up on LA'stheplace.com on the homepage about us. So
everybody, until next week, please keep listening, keep watching. Buy yourself something nice. Enjoy life because life is short. We are the Tastemakers, and thanks for listening.
Ciao.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
The clock here is off.